Well, I guess not huge. It's mini kiss.
Gordo's a little under the weather, and Mike Ducey, who's filling in for George this morning, tweeted a picture of Gordo struggling with an undisclosed illness.
Why are you wronging me like this?
I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist. You
during commercial breaks, I lay down on the floor in order to get a little rest, and you had to take a picture of me.
Well, I hear you speaking, and I look around, and you're nowhere to be found, and there you are down there in the fetal position.
I wasn't in the fetal position.
And the picture makes it look like you have a bunch of IV tubes running into your arm.
There's headphones, and there's stuff like that. It's not IV tubes.
If you'd like to follow Mike Ducey on Twitter, it's at M. Ducey.
Don't waste your time, folks.
Appreciate it.
And by the way, P1's quit Googling Mike Ducey 2006 DUI.
All right, coming up in 15 minutes, Razor joins us. We'll talk about the week for the Stars. But first, Gordo's going to lead us into the Ticket Classic Audio Vault.
Yeah, I don't know if Mike's ever been in the actual audio vault, but as you can see, Mike, we're walking in now. It's very high-tech, climate-controlled. We keep the humidity very low in here where we can preserve these pieces of audio for future generations.
The phasers button is over there.
Okay.
And the TV works in here. It's such a cheap sound effect. All right, so last week we started in on our crank call library. As you can see, this whole shelf here is dedicated to our crank calls that we perform.
Uh-huh.
Is it prank or crank?
I think prank.
I think prank.
What is crank?
Some people use that.
Okay. Prank calls.
Most say prank.
Now, the one that we were really looking for, we couldn't find, which was when I pranked Mike Ducey in about 1997 or 98. And you hadn't been here very long. The Ticket was in its first 2 or 3 years. And I prank called you as a... writer for a gay magazine.
And I believe you termed it an alternative lifestyle magazine. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And you didn't want to turn down the interview.
I had a feeling it was you.
Uh-huh.
But I thought, you know, if I'm rude or act as though I want to be rude because I think it's him and then it's not him, then I've got...
And it really was a gay writer who was gay writing about you.
Got an S storm in my hand, so I didn't want to...
All right, so we're still looking for that one, and we will bring that to you at some point, because I remember you being very uncomfortable trying to fend off the implications I was making about you.
I've never perspired that much in my own office as I did during that interview.
While being interviewed.
Right.
All right, so we went to, we decided to actually go for a bigger name prank call than Mike Ducey.
I have a feeling I know what's coming here.
And that is Dale Hansen, Channel 8's Dale Hansen, my co-worker at WFAA, Dale Hansen. And this was when George, who does a very good impersonation of our general manager, Dan Bennett, okay, he's the guy who runs the show here, he called Dale Hansen. And Dale bought it hook, line, and sinker, and of course George is asking Dale to do something very uncomfortable as our general manager, Dan Bennett. Take a listen. Classic prank call.
Hello?
Is Dale there?
Yeah, Mass is calling.
Yeah, this is Dan Bennett.
Okay, hold on a second.
Thank you.
It was Dale's wife.
Dale. Hmm? Dan Bennett.
Hello?
Dale Hansen.
Dan Bennett.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
All right. Didn't wake you up, did I?
Nope. Chris did that.
Nah.
Got it.
Hey, excited about the Ticket thing.
Good. Good.
Excited about that.
Yeah.
A couple of items about it. Do you mind at least a couple of times a month co-hosting with Rocco?
Probably not. That's a little twist that I'm not sure I'd be real comfortable with.
All right, we can talk about that. I won't force
where's that.
Where's
that coming from?
Well, there's kind of reaction from him, but we can table that one. We can probably work around that one.
The only problem I got with that, I don't have any personal problems with anybody, but this guy's tried to make his name for 2 years by beating up on me.
Yeah.
And now I'm supposed to sit there and do what?
Yeah.
I don't want to sit there and get into a pissing match with him on the air and play some kind of a safe deal, you know.
No, that shouldn't happen. Yeah. But the other thing that I wanted, and we can table that one. The one that I think you might have a problem with, and again, this is coming from me because I'm getting hammered on this thing. Because we have you on, all the other stations that advertise with us are saying, can we get our guy up? And just a thought, just hear me out.
Can we do what now, yeah?
Well, all the other stations, 4, 5, 11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They've been making a big deal about you being on. So just play along with me just for a second.
All right.
What if we had Murray, Jensen, Ducey, maybe Laufenberg once a month?
What, you mean on my time frame?
Yeah. Well, on with you.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, are you serious?
Well, it's just ideas for kicking around.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can't do that. I mean, you can put them on. I mean, I don't care about, you know, if you want to hire them and put them on, but, I mean, obviously I don't want to come off like the egotistical there, but I mean, I think there's a reason you got me on your station instead of Scott Murray.
Yeah, not about that.
I mean, I realize it puts you, I mean, you can't very well say that to people who advertise with you, but,
Hey, could you hold on just for a second?
Sure.
Hang on just for a second. Someone else, I'm gonna turn the phone over to somebody.
Yeah, no problem.
Deal?
Yeah.
It's Norm.
Yeah, Norm.
Whatever you do, don't fall for another prank call.
Oh, you got him.
I'm sorry. This is your ticket initiation. This is like when a rookie comes into the NHL, they roll him in a carpet and shave his head. I can't believe you fell for another one.
This is getting ridiculous. Oh, they got me again. But why do I have a feeling that that last line about a reason I'm on the air got to be played over and over?
We dumped the one part.
Yeah, we had to dump you at one point.
We dumped the one part.
Yeah, when you use another name for Richard, we had to dump that.
Yeah, I think that's only fair. Oh, God. Who was that Bennett, though?
No, that was Giorgio's Dan Bennett. Isn't that greatness?
You're kidding me. I swear to God, you're dead on.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You guys are killing me.
See, there you go. Classic prank call.
That was so great. I forgot how good that was.
Wow.
I mean, both. I have to admit, both sides of that. I'm not sure which side is better.
Yeah.
Because when you listen to it again, realizing the impersonation George is doing, and then, of course, Dale's reaction is priceless.
Are you serious?
Well, then why do you imitate him as some sort of animal?
There's a reason.
All right, we're closing the audio vault for another week.